Today's Amud is Megillah Tezayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Tezayin Amud Aleph, the bottom of the Amud, second to bottom line, the last word on the line. So says the Gemara, we're going to go on a slight tangent before we take it back to the Megillah, that the Pasuk says by Yosef, when Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, so Lekulam Nasan Leish Chalifais Smalais, Ulubinyamin Nasan Chamish Chalifais. So he gave changes of clothing to all of his brothers, and to Binyamin he gave 5 new suits. So ask the Gemara, that Efshar Davar Shenitztayer by Yosef Tzaddik, could it be that the very thing that Tzaddik, referring to Yosef, that he got affected by, because, you know, Yaakov Avinu treated him better than the other brothers, and because of that, that caused jealousy. Yikashel Boy, he himself is going to be nichshel in it, and he's going to treat Binyamin differently than the rest of the brothers. Damar Rava, Bar Mechasya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav, that Rav said that we know that Yosef was treated differently, that it's Bishvil, Mishkal, Shnei, Sulaim, Mela, Shahisef, Yaakov, Yosef, that it's because of the extra 2 Mishkal Shnei Slum, the 2 slums weight worth of wool, of fine wool, that Yaakov gave extra to Yosef, Mishar Echa, from his other brothers, Niskalgul Adavar V'yardu Avisenu L'Mitzrayim. That's ultimately what caused the brothers to become jealous of Yosef, and because of that, that's how we ended up in Mitzrayim. So how could it be that the very thing that Yosef was Nitztayer from, he was affected by this, of favoritism. Now he's gonna do the same thing, and show Binyamin favoritism to his other brothers. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, that Remez Ramaz Loi, that Yosef was giving a Remez to Binyamin by giving him the 5 changes of clothing. He was giving him a Remez, Sha'asid Ben Lotzeis Mimenu, that in the future he, referring to Binyamin, is going to have a child, Sheyetze Milfnei HaMelech B'chamisha Levushei Malchus, who's going to go out in front of the king with 5 different royal clothings. Shenemrak, as the Pasuk says, U'mordechai Yatza B'levush Malchus Tchelas v'goymer, and the pasuk goes on to say that it was tchelas v'chur v'terezov, and it was tachrich butz v'argamon, 5 different levushei malchus. So that was the remez that Yosef was giving when he gave these 5 changes of clothing to the Binyamin. Now the question is that if it was just the remez, so how does that help? You know, the brothers are still going to get jealous of Binyamin. They're still going to get jealous of Binyamin. So the Ben Yishchai asked this kasha and the Ben Yoyada. And he says, you have to say that Avada Yosef explained the remez to his brothers. He explained it to them, and being that Binyamin was going to have this child, and he was going to save all of Klal Yisrael, so that would take care of the problem, that they wouldn't be jealous. The Pasuk says, once we mention the story of Yosef, so the Gemara goes on, the Pasuk says, Vayipal al tzavari Binyamin, achiv, that he fell on the necks of his brother Binyamin. So ask the Gemara, Kama tzavari navu leila Binyamin, he fell on Binyamin's necks, and he had 2 necks, Amar Belazar, that Bacha al Shnei Mikdashim. That really what happened is that he fell on his necks means that he was crying about the 2 Batei Mikdashis, Shasidin Liyois Bechalkal Shabinyamin, that are going to be in the Chelek of Binyamin, Vasidin Licharev, and they're going to be destroyed. So he was crying about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Ubinyamin Bacha al Tzavaroi, and it says that Binyamin cried on the neck of Yosef, says the Gemara, a similar idea, that Bacha Mishkan Shiloi, Sha'aseliyois, Bechalka Shayosef, Va'aselecharev. He was crying about the Mishkan Shiloi, which we said was around for 369 years, and it was in Shiloi, which is in the Chelik of Yosef, and it was going to be destroyed. So they were both crying about the different Chorbanais. So ask Rav Shimon Schwab in Parshas Vayigash on page Kufches, so he says that how did Chazal know to darshan it in this way? L'chayr, when you go through the psukim, the pashup shad is that Binyamin and Yosef were crying tears of joy. They meet up with each other. It's been a long time. So they cry on each other's necks. The pashas, you would think that they're crying because they're so excited. They're so happy. It's tears of joy. How did Chazal know to say that they were crying tears over the Chorban? So he brings that he heard from Mordechai Pergamansky. Now Mordechai Pergamansky explained that where do tears of Simcha come from? You know, it's a strange thing. A person gets so excited, he's so happy that he cries. You think you're so happy, you start to laugh. Where does it come from that a person, when he's so happy, he starts to cry? So he explained that that really after when we have a Beis HaMikdash, so a person's simcha, it knows no ends. And a person could be extremely happy. Why is it that a person cries? Because Bizman L'Chorban, so there's a gvul to a person's simcha. He gives it like a mashal to like a person's simcha is like an island. And once his simcha gets past the sand, once it gets past the island, it goes past the gvul of that island, so then it touches the ocean. Then it, naturally what happens is that a person cries. So really tears of joy, where tears of joy, the shayrish of tears of joy, is because of the charban. So that's how Chazal knew to darshan it like this. Avada, it was tears of joy. But where do tears of joy come from? They come from the charban. Says the Gemara Vayter, that the pasuk says, "V'hinei einechem ra'yos ve'einei achi ben yamin." That Yosef says to his brothers, "You see, you with your eyes, you see with my brother Binyamin's eyes." Amar Belazar, that Amar Lahem, Yosef was telling the brothers like this: that Kashem she'em belibi al Binyamin achi, just shalachayah ben mechirasi, just like I have nothing against in my heart, I have nothing against my brother Binyamin. He wasn't even involved in my mechira; he wasn't there. So kach ein belibi aleichem, so too I have nothing against you. I'm completely meichel. Ki pi hamedam. Says the Gemara that kipi, like the mouth, that Yosef was saying as follows, that kefi, that it's just like my mouth, that kelibi, that what I'm expressing to you verbally, that's exactly, those are the feelings that are going on inside. I'm not just saying things that I don't really mean. La'aviv shalach kezais asara chamayrim naises mituv mitzrayim. It says that Yosef then sent some gifts to his father. My mituv mitzrayim. It says that he sent some gifts from the goodness of Mitzrayim. So what is that referring to? Amar Binyamin bar Yefes, Amar Belazar, shalach lo yayin yashan. He was sending him some old wine, shadaz zekenim naicha himenu, because zekenim, they like old wine. The Mashal explains that the reason why zekenim like, specifically zekenim, like old wine is because when a person drinks, so it warms him up, and zekenim are typically cold, and so they like drinking wine because it keeps them warm. The pasuk then says, "V'yelchu gam echav v'yiflu lefanav," that the brothers, they all bow to Yosef. So says the Gemara, Amar Binyamin bar Yefes, Amar Belazar, that this, that the brothers bow to Yosef, Hainu damri inchi, it's like people say, that tala be'idne segidle, that when a fax is having his moment, so everyone's supposed to bow to him. Meaning, even though the fax is not the king of the animal kingdom, perhaps the lion is the king, still, when the fox is having his moment, so then even the lion, everybody is supposed to bow to him. So that's what Chazal are comparing this, that the brothers bow to Yosef. Yosef was like the fox, and everybody's bowing to him. Ask the Gemara, that Tala, why is Yosef's like a fox? He's inferior to his brothers. My betzuruse me'achva. What makes him less than his brothers? That this mashal is making it seem as if that Yosef is be'etzim less than his brothers, but being that this was his moment, so therefore everybody bowed to him. What made him be'etzim less than his brothers? So it says the Gemara, Ela yidmar hach yidmar. It was about the following that we said this mashal of the fox. When the pasuk says that v'yishtachavu yisrael al reish amita, that Yaakov Avinu bow to Yosef. So on that, Amar Binyamin bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Talib Idnei Segidle, that it was about Yaakov. Yaakov of Adda, he was the father. So he's like the lion. But since Yosef was having his moment, so then even Yaakov Avinu, he gave a bow to Yosef. Vayinachim ha'isam v'yidaber alibam. Yosef speaks to his brothers, he tries relaxing them, he's not upset at them, he's not going to do anything. Amar Binyamin bar Yefes, Amar Belazar, melamed she'amar lahem dvarim she'meskablim al alev. He spoke alibam, which means that he said things which they internalized, they felt that he really meant what he was saying. He said things that were accepted on their hearts. And he said as follows, Naduma asara neirois lo yachlu l'chabais neir echad. If you see that 10 neirois couldn't extinguish one, you, my brothers who sold me, you were 10, and I was just one there, and you couldn't extinguish my light. So near echad hechiyachu lechabeis asara neiros. Even if I would try to do something against you, how would I be able to extinguish 10 candles? Going back to the Megillah now, the pasuk says, "La Yehuda ma'isa ayra v'simcha v'sasam v'kar." So after all is said and done, so Haman is hung, Klal Yisrael is victorious, and the pasuk says that then Klal Yisrael goes back, and they have Ayra, Simcha, Sasa, and Yikar. So Amar Rav Yehuda, that Ayra Zu Taira, Ayra is a reference to Taira. They were able to learn again. Hamad, Rashi explains, made a gzeira that they're not allowed to learn Taira. And now they were able to learn again. How do we know that Ayra is Taira? Bechenu Aymer, like the Pasuk says, Ki nir mitzvah, the Taira ar. So you see, Taira is compared to ar. Simcha, they then had Simcha. Zayamtav, that refers to Yamim Taivim, which also Haman was geyser that they can't keep Yamim Taivim. V'cheinu Aymer, we find that Simcha is related to Yamtav, as the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha. Sasan Zumila, which also Haman was geyser against, and how do we know that Sasan is a reference to Mila? V'cheinu Aymer, Sasanaychi alim resecha, and that was David HaMelech speaking about his Mila, that he was so happy when he saw that he had his bris Mila, so that was Sas. You see, Simcha is related to, Sasan is related to Mila. V'ikar elu tefillin, v'cheinu Aymer, as the Pasuk says, v'ra'u kolami aris, kishem Hashem nikra olecha, v'yaru mimeka, v'tani Reb Elazar gadol Aymer, that what's this that the Goyim see that they causes them to fear? Elu tefillin shabaroish, it's the tefillin that we have. So you see, v'ikar is a reference that to the tefillin, which also Haman was geyser against, that we're not allowed to wear tefillin, and now they were able to freely go wear their tefillin again. The Pasuk says, Ves Parshandasa, Vagaymer, Asaris B'nei Haman. That says that they killed and ultimately hung the 10 sons of Haman. So Amr of Ada, Demin Yafai, Asaris B'nei Haman, Vasaras, and then the word Asaris that comes after Asaris B'nei Haman, Sarach Lememrinu B'neshima Achas. You're supposed to, when you read the Megillah, you're supposed to say it all in one breath. My taima. Why are you supposed to say it all in one breath? Because kulu bahadi adadi nafku nishmasayu. They, all of them, their neshama left at the exact same time. They were hung together, and their neshamas left at the same time. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that vav de vaisasa tzarech lemimticha bizkifa. That the vav of vaisasa, of one of Haman's sons, so you're supposed to elongate the vav. You're supposed to make it very long. Kimaradia deliveris. Like the pole that's used when you sail on a boat in the Liveris River. My taima. Why are you supposed to make a long vav? Because kulu b'chad zekifa is kifu. In order to be meramis to the fact that they were all hung on one pole. Amr b'chanina bar papa, nadarish rabshila ish kfar tmarto. When it comes to all the songs in Tanakh, there's 8 songs in Tanakh. We have Shira Sayam, Shira Sabe'er, Shira Sa'azinu, the Shira of the Malchi Kanan, that they were killed when Kal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. We have Shira's Devaira, Shira's David, and then we have L'chozman Ve'es, and then we have, finally, Aseres B'nei Haman. So all of these 8 songs, so almost all of them, they're supposed to be written. When you write it as a song, you write Ariach al Gabi Lavena, Lavena al Gabi Ariach, which means you have, let's say, on the top line, you have two small parts, and then you have one in the middle, two small parts on the sides, one in the middle, two small parts on the side, and then one in the middle. And it goes on and on like that. That's how the songs are written, like we have by Azinu. Chutz Mishirazu Umalchiknan. Except for 2 out of these 8, two out of the 8 are different. Those two are our song, the Saras B'nei Haman, and the song of Malchi Kanan, Shariach al Gabi Ariach, Ulavena al Gabi Lavena. There we don't have it that the small parts of the lines are on top of a wider part. My taima, why not? Shaloi tehe tekuma la mefaltan. Because it's discussing the mefaltan shal Risham, it's discussing the downfall of Risham, so it symbolizes the fact that they have no way to get back up when they fall, so they just fall until the bottom, and they have no way to get back up. The Pasuk says that Vayoymer Hamelech LaEsther Hamalka B'Shushan Habira Hargu Ayehudim. So now we get to the end of the story. Haman and his sons, they're all killed. However, the Gezerah to wipe out the Yidden is still there. And that they couldn't take back. Once the Gezerah is made, with signed by the king, so the Gezerah can't be retracted. So they end up going to war on Yud Gimel Adar. And in Perek Tes, in Pasuk Hey, it says that Klal Yisrael were victorious in the war. It says that in Shushan they weren't completely victorious, but they killed 500 people, including the 10 sons of Haman. Pasuk Yud Aleph then says, that they tell Achashverosh exactly the numbers, exactly what happened. And then Pasuk Yud Beis, which is what our Gemara is going to focus on, Pasuk Yud Beis says, so Achashverosh says to Esther, that B'Shushan Abira hargu Yehudim v'abed chamish me'os ish v'sasars p'nei Haman. That in Shushan, the Yidden, they killed 500 people, and they killed the 10 sons of Haman. So Achashverosh seems a little bit saddened about the news. He's saying that, you know, Shushan was wiped out. The Gaim and Shushan were wiped out. 500 men, the 10 sons of Haman, they were all killed. And then the pasuk says, "Uma she'ilah seich v'nasen lach, uma baksha seich oy v'seyas." Then it sounds like Achashverosh is all better, and he wants to give Esther something. He wants to give her whatever she wants. So now it seems strange. First, he seems like he's upset. People died, and then he tells Esther, "Anything I could do for you?" So says the Gemara. Now, what was going on? Am Rabbi Avayu, the malamed sheba malach ustara yalpiv. When he started being sad, he was reporting the news that so many people had died. So the malach came and gave him a hit on his mouth, and that's when he switched his tone, and then he asked Esther, "So is there anything I could do for you?" The pasuk says, "Uvevaya lefnei amelech amar ima sefer." So this is Esther talking now, and the pasuk says that amar ima sefer. So ask the Gemara that amar ima sefer, amar amrami ba'ilei. If it's Esther talking, so it should say balashin akeva. It should say amra. Says the Gemara, "Am Rabbi Yechanan that amra loy yoimar bapeh mashukasa b'sefer." That Esther was saying that yoimar bapeh, that the chazan and the shul should always say, he should say it with his mouth, mashukasa b'sefer, what it says in the Megillah, which means that you're supposed to read it from the Sefer. You're not supposed to just read the Baal Peh. You're supposed to say B'peh Mashukasav B'Sefer. The pasuk then describes the Megillah as Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Says the Gemara, why is the Megillah referred to as Divrei Shalom V'Emes? Am Rav Tanchum V'Amri Lo Am Rav Asi Melameh Shetzricha Sirtot Kamita Shel Torah. It's coming to teach us that it's MS, which means that it requires Sirtot. Sirtot means you have to etch out lines in the parchment before you write the actual Ksav of the Megillah. When the parchment itself, you have to make lines. It needs Sirtot Kamita Shel Torah. Amita Shel Torah is a big machlokes. Rashi Tosis, what this is referring to. Rashi over here says it's referring to a Sefer Torah. That the Sefer Torah requires Sirtot. Tosis in Gittin argues, Tosis says that a Sefer Torah does not require Sirtot. He proves that's talking about a mezuzah. But Rashi over here says Amita Shel Torah, it's talking about a Sefer Torah. Just like a Sefer Torah requires Sirtot, so too the Megillah requires Sirtot. Umaymer Esther kiyem. So the pasuk sounds like it's saying that it was the maimer of Esther, it was her going into Achashverosh, that's what was mekayim, that's what brought about the whole nace. So ask the Gemara, that maimer Esther in, divri hatzaymais loy, it was only the maimer of Esther, that's what caused the nace. But the tzaymais, the fast and the tshuva that Klal Yisrael did, which is discussed in the previous pasuk, that didn't cause this nace? So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, that no, the way you're supposed to read the pasuk is that it's all going together. That divri atzaymais umaymer Esther kayim para hapura me'ela. That it was both. It was the tzaymais. It was the tshuva and Esther doing her role and going into Achashverosh. That's what was mekayim. That's what brought about the nace. So now we get to the very last pasuk of the Megillah. Hopefully by now we all learned some good lessons from the story. Now if you want to know what Achashverosh learned from this whole story, so the Megillah actually tells us. We mentioned that when Esther first became the queen, so Achashverosh was trying to get out of her exactly which nation she came from. She was giving him the silent treatment. And so he did different things to try to get her to, you know, feel comfortable and to tell him where she came from. So one of the things that he did was that he lifted the taxes. And he lifted the taxes in Esther. Esther's name. Now that the story is all over, Achashverosh now knows where Esther is from. He understands the whole idea. He understood what happened. Now he knows the truth. So Perek Yud, the last Perek of the Megillah, begins, and it says, "Vayasem haMelech Achashverosh Masa LaAretz V'Yayam." What did Achashverosh learn from the whole story? Oh man, I took off the taxes for no reason. And Achashverosh goes ahead now that everything's done, and he puts the taxes back on. That's what Achashverosh, that's the last thing that the Megillah tells us about Achashverosh. That's what he did. That's what he learned from the whole story. The very last pasuk then says, "Ki Mordechai haYehudi Mishne leMelech Achashverosh." That Mordechai was the second to the king. Ugadol Yehudim veRatzoi leRoiv Echov. That he was liked by most of his fellow Yidden. So says the Gemara, "LeRoiv Echov beLoi leKol Echov." It's mashma only most, but not by all. Malamed shePirshu miMenu Miksa Sanhedrin. Because some members of the Sanhedrin, so they actually moved away from Mordechai by the end of the story. They felt that now he wasn't deserving of as much kavod. Now I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says that Gadol Talmud Torah Yotzer Me'atzalos Nefashos. Now Talmud Torah is even greater than Atzalos Nefashos. It's even greater than saving a person's life. Now the Taz speaks out in Yerodea and Simen Reishon and Aleph and Sifkan Vav that Avada, if a person's learning and someone Chas V'Shalom is drowning right next to him and someone's life is in danger, so of course the Gemara is not saying that Talmud Torah is greater and therefore you shouldn't stop stop and go save someone's life. Avada, he has a chiyuv to go save the person's life, but the Gemara is just saying that be'etzem Talmud Torah is greater. And the person who never had to stop learning to go save someone, he was able to just continue learning, so he's in a greater objective position than a person who had to stop learning in order to go help someone, in order to go save his life. So again, so Amar Rabbi Yosef, that Gadol Talmud Torah, Yaiser Me'atzelos Nefashos, that Talmud Torah is even greater than saving a person's life. At first, the Pasuk, it lists Mordechai after four other Chachamim, and then after five, he became less Chashav by the end of the story. He had to be Isaac and saving Klal Yisrael. Avada, it's very Chashav a thing, but Talmud Torah is even greater, and therefore he went down a Darga. Me'ikariksiv, originally the Pasuk says, Asher Bayu Im Zerubavel was the Yeshua, Nehemiah, Saraya, Re'elaya, Mordechai, Bilshan. So Mordechai is listed fifth after four other Chachamim. Ulu Basayv Ksiv, Habam Im Zerubavel was Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nachmani, Mordechai, Bilshan. Now Mordechai is listed sixth after five other Chachamim. So you see that from this whole sequence of events, even though he was Isaac and big things, he was saving Klal Yisrael, you see Lamaisa, he went down a Darga, you see that Talmud Torah is even greater than Atzelus Nefashis.